Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Phillips, MLB Network. Also, you may have noticed Jackson's behind the glass today. We don't have our hip-hop or whatever rejoins that Stiz, R&B, more of a heavy metal tone to the rejoins. So, Jackson.
Yeah, we're just ready to rock today, guys.
Yeah.
He promised me some Christmas heavy metal rejoins.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that later in the show.
A little Trans-Siberian Orchestra, maybe.
You got my mind red there, Fitzy.
Attaboy.
Minds think alike.
And so do we.
So this is the transition. First segment, we're negative about the trade, Oviedo. We don't know where he fits. It comes on the heels of Sonny Gray. You're just collecting mediocre pitchers. Where blah, 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 blah.
I hate that this has to be the tone, by the way. I really do.
We don't set the tone. They do.
No, I don't want to live up to your sweatshirt and be a Grinch, but they are. Yeah, they're setting it by making mediocre, lukewarm moves.
Okay, so they could change the entire view, the entire tone. Their heart could grow 4 sizes in one day if you bring in 2 of these 5 bats. Now, I have a preferred 2, and I want to get into that.
Okay.
Because there's some lesser bats in here that I don't think are quite as sexy. First of all, can we all just agree we have no idea what Okamoto is? Because we've learned over the years that sometimes guys come from across the pond and they're the greatest baseball player we've ever seen and they reconfigure the way the sport is played. And sometimes they come across the pond and you're like, that's it.
Yeah, correct. And for some reason, the Red Sox are never able to get the ones that change the game of baseball. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a Yamamoto, sometimes you get an Ohtani, and sometimes you get a Daisuke, and sometimes you get your guy who just still doesn't even really do anything on the Sox.
And I would say that if you get a Daisuke, he contributes. He's not that he can't play Major League Baseball.
Yeah. 2 good years. He had 1 exceptional year, 1 or 2 good years. And
But not a needle mover.
No, 5 innings, 100 pitches, walk the tightrope every single time, but make 30
boring
starts.
Baseball.
Oh,
it was
my God,
more about selling T-shirts because of the legend of the gyro ball, which actually does not exist.
He also helped sell beers because people are like, oh, I'm going to be here for 4 hours. I might as well drink because this is one boring outing by our starting pitcher. But you know what wouldn't be boring?
What?
Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, who I believe the number off the top of my head is 34 home runs on average since he came into Major League Baseball. Or Kyle Schwarber, you might be familiar with him. He had a cup of coffee cameo with the Red Sox. He hit a 50 last year. And no, I don't care that he hits left-handed. I'm fine with that. I'm quite okay with that. You can be imbalanced if you hit the ball out of the ballpark. Alex Bregman doesn't excite me quite as much because for one simple reason, he was on your team last year. You're not upgrading. That's just, the status is quo, as Bill Belichick would say. And then Real Muto, okay, that doesn't really move the needle for me either.
Yeah, that's 5 out of 5 for me. I think of all that, you've added 4 catchers to the organization in like a month and a half. And you re-signed Connor Wong. So technically you added 5. So I'm good with Narvaez. Of all the things I want to upgrade, a catcher that's past his prime is not something that fits a list for me.
Yeah, five aces, five catchers. It's a bold right. strategy. We'll see how it works out for him.
Right. One of them's got to work.
Yeah. I mean, Narvaez worked out last year. So
that's true.
Throw a guy out there, you never know. So, Fitzy, I agree with that idea that this list kind of falls off, and if they get the last two, like just as they listed it, it goes Alonso, Schwarber, Bregman, Okamoto, Realmuto. If they get those last two, it doesn't really excite me because one of them I know nothing about, Okamoto. Like, I'll just wait and see, and then 2 months into the season, I'll be like, oh, they actually nailed it this time with an import.
It's another maybe.
I don't like maybes.
Yeah.
You know what's not a maybe? Pete Alonso.
You know how much he solves?
Everything. He maybe hits 50 home runs at Fenway Park. That's the maybe part of Pete Alonso.
Yeah, he does. No, Pete Alonso, a power right-handed bat, still in the prime of his career, coming to a place like Fenway. Should he stay healthy or not have an unfortunate midseason quad injury, there's no reason in the world why the guy shouldn't be hitting 45 bombs. And think about this. Even if you just start with Pete Alonso, the trickle-down and trickle-up effect of having a power right-handed bat like that in the middle of the lineup, everybody benefits. So not only do you get him hitting 40-plus bombs, but now other people are going to have to see better pitches because you don't want to have to face Alonso with two guys on and one out, Red Sox down a run.
And Kyle Schwarber, who we've seen can play here, and then we've seen can play in Philly, certainly.
Sure.
And we've heard the manager, who clearly was influential a year ago in bringing in Bregman. The manager is a big fan of Kyle Schwarber. I believe he borderline tampered this year. I don't know the rules of tampering in baseball. If that were football, I feel like there would have been like a late round pick that would have been docked for some of the love that he professed for Kyle Schwarber. So those two, to me, it's really just Alonso and Schwarber that can reinvigorate the optimism and the momentum of the offseason based on what they've done so far. It's one of those two. So don't give me two of five. I don't like you watered this down. Give me one of two. I have two very specific. All I want for Christmas is my two big bats. Don't do the Realmuto in the back end. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So with the implication that you also have to re-sign Alex Bregman to get the water back to level, right?
I don't know about that.
I've heard
a lot of that floating around. I don't know that I feel that way.
Why?
I don't know that I agree with that. Because Marcelo Meyer can play third base. We saw he plays, I think, an elite third base from the small sample size.
Yeah, for the 50 games he plays, yeah.
Okay, the negativity from Dan
Ball. But Bregman only played 114 or 110 last year, so it wasn't exactly
like... You want old and injury-prone or young and injury-prone?
I want more talented and more proven.
At this point, who's a better all-around player and who is ascending and who is descending and who will cost a ridiculous amount of money and who will cost nothing?
That's 17 different questions.
There's a lot of questions in there.
Is that market, I mean, honestly, is the market for Bregman really going to form the way that Boris thinks it is?
I would guess no, not the way Boris thinks it is, but it's going to cost you more than Marcelo Meyer. And if you keep Marcelo Meyer at third base, right?
Okay, sure.
That opens up some funds. That opens up some opportunity to be more. Would you take Marcelo Meyer if it means Schwarber and Alonso? And no Bregman?
Yes, but where's everybody playing?
It's a fair question that I've pondered.
I know.
So we traded. It was weird. The Blue Jays were all over my guy, Yoshida.
Okay, yeah. So if you want to base it on something that's not going to happen, then yeah, sign both of them and your lineup is immediately stacked. Going from Roman Anthony to Kyle Schwarber to Pete Alonso, the three of us could hit 4, 5, and 6, and I'm fine with that.
But what about Tristan Casas? Damn, Dan, you forgot about me.
I didn't forget. I just don't care. Until he but proves he's worthy of consideration,
he's going to have
none.
To. I mean, we're going to have to either. He's not just going to languish in Worcester all season long. Like, he's either going to be part of the major league roster or he's going to be traded.
Well, yeah, like, but all that can figure. I don't know if he's physically going to be ready. They can tell me all they want. Oh, he stayed in Florida all winter and he's training and he's doing like. Okay.
Right.
He also suffered a massive injury, a very significant injury. So I'll wait till my eyeballs tell me he can step to the plate and swing before I even decide if he's baseball skill-wise part of the conversation.
And once he's there, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Is it 40 and 120?
It isn't. I can guarantee it isn't. I can guarantee that. Now, is it 20 and 280?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, you got to see it. I got to see anything remotely close to that.
And how many errors is he going to make at first base? How many balls is he going to boot? And is that going to balance out?
So, Fitzy, here's what I've landed on. You need to acquire, in some varying form, two infielders. You need, I think you need a first baseman. And if you want to try to talk yourself into Schwarber being a first baseman, fine. But I think it's Alonso. You can pencil in Marcelo Meyer at either second or third. And I think you need to find a complimentary bat to either play second or third. Is it Bregman? Is it Jorge Polanco, whose name I saw last week? I don't know, but I think you're two.
Bo Bichette.
I think you're two. That'd be pretty sick. But I think you're two infield bats away. That's kind of what I've landed on.
Yeah, I see. I'd love to re-sign Bregman, but I still feel like Boris is going to try to force a market where it may not even exist. So if you tell me that you can get Polanco and you can get Pete Alonso, I'm fine with that because Polanco hit, 26 home runs last year? That's still a lot more, I believe it's 26. That's more home runs than Bregman. Alonso gives you a massive upgrade as well. You can trade Tristan Casas for all the breakfast tacos you want. I'm fine, all set. That's still a better lineup right there. Now, you also have to make sure that Willy Abreu and Jaron Duran and Roman Anthony, and however you decide to sort this outfield situation out, those guys have to stay healthy. And are we even sure one of them gets traded? Or like do they just rotate one of those outfielders in as a DH every now and again if you don't acquire enough bats? That option is technically still on the table for them.
I don't love that option. I still think there are going to be outfielders that are offloaded, so to speak. I don't believe you just mentioned another name, Christian Campbell. Where does he fit in this puzzle? That was a question. That was like, I don't know where he fits into this puzzle.
I don't think they do either.
And I don't know what his value is right now. That's the other thing.
It's not much.
I can't imagine. So the password, I know he had a cup of coffee, but he's still a legit prospect. Like, he's still a minor league ascending projection type player. Mm-hmm. Christian Campbell had an extended period in the big leagues where it's like, oh, should I be worried about what that period looked like? And I'm not saying that's who he is. He's forever going to be the guy that got sent back down. But some other teams probably look at that and worry that he's not worth that contract. He's not what the high-end, very initial part of the season was. So I don't know what his value is. And if you're only getting this for the password, what are you getting for Christian Campbell?
Well, in the biggest question that I think is a concern when you're having these trade talks, what position does Christian Campbell play?
Outfield.
Does he?
You beat me to does he by a quarter second. Like
I think you need to.
Are you sure about that?
No, but okay.
He's not a first baseman and he's not a second baseman.
Let me rephrase it slightly. What position has Christian Campbell proven he can play at the major league level?
None.
Okay, there you go. And there's your issue.
But I would, like, the convincing is he's an outfielder.
But did he look like he could play outfield?
I don't know that he looks like he can play anything. I don't even like his swing and his at-bats. I know people, remember when they were comparing him, an interesting little segue here, because Jaylen Brown didn't play last night.
Right.
He was being compared to JB because there's a certain physical awkwardness to his, he's super athletic, but kind of awkward in a super athletic way.
Yeah.
But JB makes it work. JB, we're talking about MVP and all NBA, and we know he can score and play at the highest level and do all. I don't know that the awkward guy that did it in the minors can continue to look awkward and do it at the big league level. So, no, I have no confidence that Christian Campbell can play almost anywhere. But I wouldn't tell that to the other teams. I would definitely spin that a little bit differently. He'd be more in the, we have a Casas that's going to hit 40 and 120. We got this Christian Campbell. boy, is he versatile. I mean, he's an outfielder. Don't get me wrong. He's proven he can play outfield, but he also has some versatility in modern Major League Baseball. The 207 says it should be Bregman and Alonso. Anything less is a bust. That's a bold statement.
If you're planning on legitimately competing for a World Series, which I am not convinced the Red Sox ownership is set on any longer, if you are planning on doing that, then yeah, that's the caliber of the two additions you have to have in order to be a serious contender. Anything less is you're accepting I'm a wild card team who charges too much for tickets and beer again.
All right, we're going to continue to touch on this a little bit throughout the rest of the show. 617-779-7937 if you want to share your opinions on what Craig Breslow is doing this offseason, collecting guys who are not number two starters when he said he was only going to collect guys who are number two starters. Interesting approach, both verbally and then with his actions. But the Celtics played last night without Jaylen Brown. No JB, no problem. They blew out the Wizards. We'll talk about that next. And also, reminder, 3:30, our weekly chat with Mike Giardi. All that and more next on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.